So this episode is brought to you by regret. Bad judgment. Poor decision making. This story will probably have a few segments. It's not going to be for the faint of heart. Anyone listening will probably feel, I hate to say the term, some type of way, but people are going to either love it or hate it or agree with it or relate to it or not relate to it. Although I think it is relatable to everyone in some capacity. I'm kind of just getting this off my chest and putting it somewhere public because I don't feel like I should carry it anymore, especially after what just happened. Dating is hard. Dating shouldn't be any harder than it needs to be, but it is very hard. And it feels like in such a divisive society, it's just we're fighting before we even know each other at this point. So this is kind of a two-part tale. So I'm going to start with what happened recently, and then the second section will be about, second part will be about what happened or what the subject matter was initially, whatever. Okay, so I'll just get to it. This is what happened to me. So I recently met this woman. We'll call her, what should we call her? Unstable one or unstable two? I'm going to call her unstable two. So I recently met and started seeing this woman, unstable two, and she was, I've met her on a dating app, and she was totally unlike anybody that I would typically see. She had kids. She liked to party. I didn't know that she was such a like party animal. I thought she was, she said she had kids, and that's not typically someone I go for. You can feel however you like about that, but it's my preference, and I'm entitled to my preference. I was upfront with her about seeing somebody with kids that I had only done it once. And the reason why, and I explained this to her literally, you know, in bed. And I'm not going to pull any punches here. I'm going to tell the whole story. Because I have nothing to hide. And I really hope, I almost hope this all gets out. It's going to involve another person. And she'll be brought back from the dead. I mean, theoretically, like not literally, figuratively. But anyways, so I'm going to call her person number one and person number one and person number two, because I feel like calling them unstables is just kind of fucked up. I'll let you make your own judgments. So person number two, so I'm sitting in bed with her after, you know, probably just going out on one date, and our second date that we hung out, the third date. We end up in bed and we're hanging out and, you know, whatever, you get it. And I told her that I was more interested in, like, I've had a good run in life, right? Like, I've had a lot of wild, freaky, crazy ass chandelier hanging sex, right? That's not important to me anymore. Like, I'm 40. I'm over 40. I swear I keep saying I'm 40, even though I'm 42, but I'm just going to be stuck at 40. Sue me because of shit. All right. Had a good life, man. You know, when it comes to sex and women, I already got it all out. So I'm looking for something a lot realer, you know. And so I was just explaining that to her, and I think she had been through so many toxic relationships with so many toxic men that she wasn't really able, like she was almost shocked by what I was saying and the way I was. And that's why I think we progressed so quickly, because she was kind of like her worldview of men was shattered. But she's a woman who's very in charge. She's a business owner. That's what was attractive about her, that she's passionate. I mean, I don't you know, to me, obviously looks and intelligence and all this blah, blah, blah are important. But like, what's important to me now is somebody who's passionate about something, somebody who like, somebody who can teach me something I don't know. Somebody, like, you know, I don't care about pop culture and the Kardashians and shit like, and Taylor Swift. I mean, by the way, good for her for winning Person of the Year. But yeah, I mean, stuff like that is not, you know, I like old man shit. Like, I read about history and, like, I'm a DIYer. I jump into, like, I typically do recipes. Like, I cook a lot that I've never, ever done. So I like to scare myself with stuff. Like, I like to do, I like to bite into shit. So if somebody's going to bore me, it's going to come out very quickly. So I'd rather have somebody that's passionate about something, anything. Like, fuck it. Even if you're passionate about the Kardashians, tell me shit that I've never known. You know, but don't be frivolous. Don't be just typical. Don't be basic. So she wasn't. She was. She had a pretty, you know, big construction company, and she was running it all by herself. I mean, her life was pure chaos. But it was interesting to see this woman, the owner of a construction company, and crushing it. So I was like, yeah, I like that. It's a yes for me, right? The fact she had kids was very different. But I said, fuck it, you know. And so back to the pillow talk. Talking to her about it not just being about fucking all the time. I mean, I have an extraordinarily healthy sex drive. And that was part of the reason why we kind of connected. Because we said, look, we might, you know, that might be like... We might have found the other person who might just be as twisted as us, right? But... I'm a business owner, she's a business owner, and so that's just, it's what it is. I told her, I said, look, being with somebody who has kids, it worries me a little bit, because if it doesn't work out, first off, it's not just it's two things, or maybe more, but for me, the primary problems are that, one, I'm just trying to fall into having, to like, the like, male role with a woman, right? Like the boyfriend. And if it goes further, the fiancé to the husband, right? Like, that's what you're going into as a male. And whatever those roles mean to anybody, whatever. But, you know, I'm there to be your partner. But when I have to all of a sudden play partner to children, it's like I'm getting you plus kids plus some other dude, an ex. And so that makes things a lot more challenging. Things might be a lot more amicable between women, but typically when there's two males and kids and a... I don't know how that works, but I would assume it's not as fucking friendly, or it's not as easy to hear that maybe she's getting dogged or maybe, you know, whatever. So I just don't know enough about that world, because this is really... She's the second person I've ever dated that has kids, or that I was entertaining to seriously date with kids. I mean, I've gotten into situationships with other women that have kids, but, you know, I'm trying to be a decent fucking man here and not just hit and split everything. My pump and dump days are over. And so I'm sitting here trying to tell her the truth and explain to her, you know, what my qualms are. That, like, hey, you know, it's like I can't spring into this multi-role position. And then what if I fucking, you know, what if we fall in love and then I fall in love with the kids too, right? Like, what if I really like the kids? Like, one of her kids was like her son, her oldest son, who likes to cook. I love to cook. So she's sending me pictures of the kid like cooking, and I'm like, oh, that's really cute. Like, good for him. I could show him some cool shit, you know? And so what if I jump into that role and then I lose all of them? You know, like, men are not stones. We're not these rocks that just, like, don't have feelings. I know society wants to play us that way. The, quote, patriarchy does a great job at making males that, you know, non-billionaire males wash away their feelings and pretend that we're just rocks that have no stone, right? We have to be, like, they dehumanize us on purpose. Because the second you start humanizing men, you go, damn, that guy who has to pick up roadkill has feelings? Like, ugh. So it's like, nah, bro, we need you to kill your feelings immediately. But the truth is, they're always there. So it's like, I don't want to think of losing, you know, possibly losing a woman and losing, you know, other people involved. It's just, it's difficult. So that was my trepidation. I explained it to her right there the first time we got in bed, and I was honest about it. And I thought she understood that I wanted to take it very slow. And she, because she kept saying I wanted to take it very slowly, I don't like that she does drugs. I don't do drugs. And I partied with her that night. And it felt really odd. And I just didn't like it at all. So I think part of what she was seeing in me was that I was going to be some guy that was going to kind of pull her out of the craziness. And so now I'm playing all these different roles that I didn't realize. Like, a lot of this was kind of with, I knew she had kids. I didn't know she had 3 kids. She didn't tell me she had 40% custody. She didn't tell me she did drugs. Like, when we all went home after the bar, I thought we were just going to go home, us two, and maybe some friends were going to come over for a little bit and then head out. Nah, everybody stayed up till like 6-7 in the fucking morning. And I was like, wait, what? So it was just a lot, right? I'm trying to gather my thoughts here as to how to best explain this. So we shared a lot of like information about the other, about ourselves to each other, and like what we wanted out of life, what we wanted out of ourselves and our relationships with each other or anyone, right? And so that shit got real, and we talked about a lot of stuff. So she said, well, how come a guy like you isn't with anybody? You know, and I just told her, I said, well, the dating market's been very cold recently. I mean, I don't know what it's like as a woman, but as a male, it's not hospitable at all. Like, anytime I open my phone to like escape my shitty fucking, you know, my shitty fucking job or my life or whatever, like I just need a little escapism. You know, I mean, social media is literally just a fucking, it's a minefield, you know. There's a lot of sexism against men. There's a lot of shittiness. And it's just like, people are just fighting all the time. So it's just like, there's a lot of anti-male sentiment. And to anybody that says there's not, you're full of shit. I'll tell you you're full of shit. And you know you're full of shit. It's become very fashionable to shit all over men. And all men. And many of us have been like, listen, when you say what you're saying, okay, we're taking it as all men, because you're not saying some men. You're saying all men are shitty, all men are garbage, all men are this. Or you're just saying men. Whatever it is, every time we open our phones as guys, and we've all men have been talking about this for the last few years. We're all sick of it. No matter how much we tell you, no matter how much we tell you, like, hey, this is irritating, this is awful, you guys just go, eh, it's your problem. So as a male, it's not really a world for dating anymore. Like, you just don't really know who to trust anymore. I mean, I have a girl right now who, one of like 3 in the last like month, that just sends me a DM out of nowhere and has a profile that looks pretty well built, has female and male friends on there. All of them seem to be in the same type of industries. Like, it's a very curated attempt to get your credit card out of you. Like, it's not just like putting their Cash App on their Venmo on their fucking Tinder or Bumble or whatever anymore, or their Instagram. Now it's like full on, like, let me add you as a friend, wait a month or two, and then all of a sudden start sending you DMs about X, Y, and Z on Instagram. And so it's like, as a guy, there's a constant barrage, and I don't know what it's like to be a woman, so a female, whatever, so I'm not going to say it. You know, I can only speak on what I'm working with. But there's just a constant barrage of like shysters and pranksters and people trying to play on the fact that you can't talk to women like you used to. You can't just approach at a bar or at a restaurant. You can't just say hello. You know, that like, you've got to have there's all these fucking rules and these caveats now. So boom, here comes this beautiful woman to just pretend all of a sudden she really likes you, and you're just like, holy shit, you know, you just jump on the opportunity, but then you have to check yourself. Like, dude, this is probably a fucking hairy dude, you know, somewhere in Russia, right? Or like, you know, some skinny dude in, I don't know, California, just trying to scam you out of money. Who fucking knows? So dating has become like a minefield for men. You know, there's a public sentiment, the social sentiment that we're were trash, that men were awful. It's like, and then you go on dating apps and it's like, if you're not 6 foot, if you're not in the 14%, if you're not in the 14%, you're not even getting looked at. And then if you find somebody, she's already got so many different suitors trying to talk to her that if you don't text the perfect unlock code, right, to her interest, like if you don't say exactly the right things in those messages, she'll not even, like, it's over. There's like, you can have conversations that have been lasting for like days, week or two, and then all of a sudden, boom, they just fall off. Like, they just stop responding, like, out of nowhere. And I'm sure that happens to women too, but like I said, all I can talk about is the male perspective. I'm going to finish this episode here in a little bit. Let's take a break.